Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, there is a big U of M Soil Management Summit coming up in the state of Minnesota down by Alexandria, which is not that far away. I believe on the 7th and the 8th. And to find out more about what's going to be happening from the University of Minnesota Extension, we got Jody DeYoung Hughes. Jody, long time no talk. Well, we talked this morning, but how have you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Oh, I've been busy. You know, it feels like a Monday, but I think my wheels are finally making contact, and the data processor is working a little bit better. But we got a really cool, and it's almost weird because I look outside, I still see green grass, Jody. So I'm not in the mood for, or just in that mode yet, I guess I would say, for soil conservation conferences. But they're lining up, and the one that is this week, this one snuck up on me.
Yes. For this, we've done this 19 years now. This is the Soil Management Summit,
right.
And then previously it was called the Conservation Tillage Conference. And I know on the last 3 years, we have had, two of them have had blizzards, and one of them had tornadoes.
Oh, my goodness. I remember the one, because Mick was scheduled to go down there. And, that was the 1 year for the blizzard. And it was, thank goodness it worked out. He was able to call, and we still did a bunch of interviews. But he was really disappointed to not be able to make it down there. For whatever reason, though, I thought that was the St. Cloud one and not the Alexandria one. Does that make sense to you, or am I remembering wrong?
Yeah.
That was the St. Cloud one.
We move it around. So
okay.
Last year was St. Cloud, and I think we got 8 to 10 inches of snow during it. And then the one before that was in Mankato, and that's the one that had the tornadoes.
Okay.
And then Wilmer, and that had a blizzard the last day.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's talk about what's coming up this week. No blizzards. It actually looks like, I will say Wednesday and Thursday look really nice, although you guys are Thursday and Friday, there could, I guess, be some snow, but I'm not seeing any B words or big storm words. But let's talk about the Soil Management Summit. Give us the rundown. What's going to happen there?
Well, on December 7th, we'll start registration at 9 o'clock, and feel free to walk in. The registration online has been taken down so that we could get name tags printed up today. And we'll start the day at 9:45 with Commissioner Tom Peterson, and he'll be there to talk about soil health initiatives in Minnesota at the Minnesota Department of Ag. And, I was counting up what we had as topics before this, and I found out we have like 15 breakout sessions.
Oh, my goodness.
We have 13 table talks. We have 8.5 CEUs available. We have demonstrations. We have networking time. We have a farmer panel. We have a consultant and farmer panel, where we have a consultant that works with a farmer, and that pair will be in to talk about their journey. And, I was kind of impressed myself.
It's a lot. And again, it's at a beautiful location for folks that maybe have not been to the Arrowwood Resort in Alexandria, but it's a great location. I can't remember if it's on the lake or not, but it's darn close. I can tell you that.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And I will say ahead of time that the big fun pool is not going to be open. So if you're planning on bringing kids, I don't want you disappointed. But the other regular pool is open.
Okay. Talk about who this
would be so busy with the conference.
Right. And that's the whole point of this thing. Let's talk about who should come to this event. Should it just be your regular producer? Should it be somebody that, I don't know, who would be on the list to, I think it would be for everybody in the ag industry, wouldn't it?
It is. We always take a poll of how many people have been there before. And we usually get about 50% new people who are, just kind of looking at soil health and different things that you could do for it, and other people who have been trying it for quite a while. And a lot of people come because it's once a year where they get to see certain guys, and they really do like that. And we have beer and bowl, where the beer will be free for a couple of kegs.
Oh my goodness.
And the appetizers are, and it's great networking time, just to be able to see everybody again. But the people to come, we've been finding out that there's more soil and water conservation people coming, which has been great. And we always, our main target is farmers, and like I said, whether you're just looking at it or you've been in it for a while, we've always heard that you learn something new.
Right. And again, enrollment to this is closed, so there's no walk-up registration, right? There's nothing last minute now.
No, there is.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yes, the registration online is closed, but okay. Feel free to walk up. We have kind of a large location, so we're able to get a few more people in there. We also have, like, I think it's 23 vendors that will be there. And they sell products and services that are related to soil health. We also have, like, the MDA to talk about their water quality programs. NRCS will be there, soil and water. Quite a few of the commodity groups will be there, as well as strip till and cover crop people.
And you get quite a few people. I was just looking down the sheet here. You get anywhere from, what, 250? Is that sound about right? Is it more or less or in that range? Okay. Does it seem to be growing? I think the biggest thing that I want to hear is when you have events, and you guys put a lot of hard work into this, and I know a fair portion of people show up for these events, and I want them to continue to go. So do you find that these workshops are drawing more people to come in and maybe get some better practices or maybe just some new ideas?
Our numbers range kind of, like you said, in that number. But what we're finding is that over the 19 years that we've done this, especially in the last 5 to 7, we have had a lot of competition popping up. So I would think, I know that the interest in the state is definitely growing, but there's a lot more places that people can go to get this information. And so I want to say what's unique about ours is we do use, like a four-legged stool, I guess you'd say. So we do use a lot of research in there. We have the products and services also. We have the farmers who are putting this research into practice. And we also have, the consultants and everybody else who's helping people make these changes. And the research part is actually very important. I know sometimes people go, oh, but it's not realistic of what's going on out there. Well, at the University of Minnesota, I will say that we try very, very hard. We work with a lot of farmers to make sure our research is very applied to what farmers want to see. We try to keep out products that in our research haven't shown to give much benefit to the farmer.
Right.
And we really try to show things that we can back up and not just from emotions or the love of soil. I love soil. I would love to say that, oh, the best thing to do is, cover crops all the time. But we know that cover crops can have some issues, especially when Mother Nature doesn't help out.
Right.
So what I like is that our people talk about the pros and the cons, because I don't want people leaving, thinking puppies and rainbows and unicorns and then, they quit in 1 year.
Right. But the other part of this, and I think at least in talking to some folks about just doing some of these soil conservation tactics, it's not really a lot more money, is it? I mean, and in the end, I think they have found that it was more beneficial for them to do the practices. They felt like they got better crops.
Yes. And that's kind of the harder part with reducing tillage and using cover crops is that sometimes you don't see the effect right away, but the effect will come and build and be there. And especially water infiltration. To me, the biggest thing with getting better soil health is the ability of the soil to suck up the moisture that you do get, because in July and August, even a tenth can make a difference.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
And and reducing erosion, because we've had some of the best soil in the whole entire world is in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. And it's just hard for me to watch it blow or wash away, because we don't know what we have until we lose it.
Yep, absolutely.
And so what we really, really try to reduce the erosion and keep the nutrients in the field where you paid for them. You want them for your crop. And there's so many benefits to it. So,
all right.
And if you want to come, we have all sorts of topics to cover that, and I can name you off some if you want.
Yeah, give me a couple of topics. And before we go, I want to talk on your just a minute on the Women in Agriculture event, too. I just want to get it on people's radar, but give me a couple of topics.
Okay, so in cover crops, we're going to talk about cover crops with silage, nitrogen credits, and livestock with perennials, with intercropping, termination, double crops. And if you're looking at weed management and nitrogen fertilizer with tillage and strip till, no till, minimum till, manure, reduced till systems, soil compaction, controlled traffic, financial planning, farm transitions, we got it all.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Got them all in.
Squeeze them in. And this is all December 7th and 8th at the Arrowwood Resort in Alexandria, Minnesota. It is not too late to register in person. The online registration is closed. Jody, again, for anybody that wants to, like, oh, geez, that sounds really interested. Is there a place that can go to read more about the event?
Yes, there is. And I would say just Google Soil Management Conference 2023. And you should be able to get to it. And if not, you know, you can email me at jdh@umn.edu, and I'll get you there.
Fantastic. One other thing I want to make mention of, and I'm hoping we can be a part of this with you guys, but the 2024 Women in Agriculture Conference is set. This one is at the Holiday Inn in St. Cloud. I've been there before. It is a great facility. Give us a minute on what's going to be happening there.
Yes, February 6th, and it's called Planting Possibilities, Shaping the Future of Farming. And so when we have a predominantly women's audience, then we kind of shift to a lot more family issues, too, because not only are they helping with the farming, but they're also, you know, in charge of the family. And so we do talk about a lot of mental health and, you know, just farm transitions and human resources for them. Emergency disaster and continuation of your business, as well as the nutrient management, composting, healthy soils, livestock care. You know, it's actually, I think, broader in what we try to look at, because especially the mental health. And I might be a little off base saying this, but women really do, I don't know, kind of look more for that,
yeah.
You know, and are a little more open in talking about it. So
I agree.
And they've been asking for that information.
Okay, very good. Well, we're looking forward to that event as well. You can certainly Google it as well, 2024 Women in Ag Conference, and it's on the University of Minnesota Extension website. I could keep talking to you, Jody, but I'm out of time. I bet you are too. Good luck at your event this week. It's sure fun to visit with you, and thank you for the work that you do to conserve our soil and help preserve our agricultural land. So, Jody, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. At 22 past, we need to take a break. I need to check some markets. We got to head down to South Dakota, bring in our friend Dwayne Bossy from Bolt Marketing coming up next.